Hey everyone, welcome to TIB's Anime Club, the show where we get together once a week to talk about anime, or this is actually a group watch.
Yeah, so we're watching with you.
Watching with you, the viewer. For those on the audio side, you can't see us pointing at you, but know that we are.
They can see us.
Okay.
They have synesthesia.
Yes. We are doing My Hero Academia and Kizunaiver episode 4 this week, because those are what aired.
Well, again, we're behind an episode on Hero Academy, because we're keeping it in line with each other.
And speaking of which, again, if this is your first time listening to this show, please check out the first episode in the series where we get down to the nitty-gritty details of how we decided on this and what the rules we've decided on and blah blah blah.
Also, we're just gonna spoil the shit out of these episodes, so
that's generally what we do. With that, let's get started.
My Hero Academy,
there we go,
episode 4.
Four.
They're at the school. And the school is apparently large enough to have multiple cities there just as testing grounds, just for fun.
Yeah.
Which is, that's a very anime school.
It is, what throws me off is this school is apparently in the city that they've already been living in this entire time.
Yeah.
And they didn't know this.
They have many cities within the city.
Yeah, but I mean, okay, sure.
Sure, whatever. Like, what happened? Like, our hero is nervous about getting points and stuff. I think the major takeaway points is that we finally see just a fraction of All Might's power within Izuku.
Mm. Hey, you know his name now.
I said it last time.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I was guessing. I wasn't sure. But now I'm sure.
Mm.
Within Izuku, yeah, he used part of One for All, which was super cool.
Mm-hmm.
He punched a robot so hard, he jumped so hard he broke his legs, and he punched a robot so hard he broke his arms.
Yeah.
I didn't expect the show to get that graphic.
I did.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you?
Because of how they draw him crying.
Oh, okay.
I knew the show was going to get gruesome at some point.
Yeah, I don't think that, like, his tears are gross the way they're animated.
But I think they're gross. I think the way they show his gums when he's, like, sobbing.
Oh, okay.
When he's yelling, and they show, like, the reds of his eyes.
Yeah.
I think that's all nasty.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But the thing that happened that I guessed happened.
Yeah.
Which was the points weren't the only thing that they were judging it on. It was based on of other things, like whether you save other people or how much you act like a hero.
Yeah.
And that zero pointer was actually worth a lot of points. Because it was
worth quite a bunch.
You save a bunch of people.
Worth all the points.
Pretty much. So our boy's enrolled in the school now.
Yeah.
He's enrolled in school.
Mm-hmm.
The next episode, I assume, would be more school stuff.
School life at High School Hero Academy.
Yeah. I still can't get over seeing part of his power. So we now for sure know why he was like, listen, you need to train your body.
Yeah.
Because if you don't, you're done. Mm. Like, and even after that 10-month training regimen, he still, the power of him jumping broke his legs.
Yeah, it was pretty intense.
And then when he was falling from the sky, you just, the three broken limbs he had.
Yeah.
Like, they're just, like, they were noodles. All like just noodles. Yeah. I was like, oh. And like scenes when he's on the ground, like his legs are in positions they should not be.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it was a little gross.
Mm.
But it's cool. I really enjoyed this episode.
Yeah, I think this was the first episode of the show that I just really liked.
Yeah, it was good.
They also showed off more of the other students and their abilities in action. And
our boy Carman,
he's pretty good.
He just kicks dudes.
Yeah.
And runs really fast.
The
girl who, the telekinesis girl,
yeah,
we saw that she has to actually touch things for it to work. So she has to put her hands on whatever the object is she wants to levitate. And
it doesn't look like she has, it's either that she doesn't have the most amount of power or that she doesn't have complete control, because she has to concentrate really hard.
Yeah, she has to concentrate really hard. She's never doing anything that's too crazy.
Yeah.
And then also she has to, like, do a specific hand motion.
She's got to do some, what's Naruto, what do they do?
Oh, the hand jutsu thing.
Yeah, the jutsus. Yeah.
Yeah, she has to do, like, a hand jutsu to release it.
Yes.
But her power is still pretty cool. Right now it's just making things float.
Yeah.
She can drop stuff from her
head. I think the most impressive power that was revealed was the nurse's power.
Oh, yes. The
the old lady?
The old lady, the forever young nurse, who's actually an old lady.
She kisses you and you instantly get healed.
Yeah, she gives you gummies, too. She has like just she has a bunch of gummy bears on hand at all times.
I forgot about that. Yeah.
Yeah. No, but her thing is like she kisses you, and then you just instantly get healed.
Mm.
And it's like, what? What's the downside to that?
There's no downside,
I guess.
Yeah, but she's clearly been there for a while.
I assume that she's just constantly healing herself because I don't like. It seems like she can use it on herself. So,
And then towards the beginning of the episode, I just want to say they also showed off like the records of the show. Not the, like All Might was like the winner of the something something something.
Oh yeah, yeah.
But the one that was best is the guy with the best genes.
Oh yeah.
What's his name? I don't know, but he had the denim that was zipped
up. Yeah, he had jeans that was zipped up all the way up above his nose, and he wore a belt. I was like,
yeah.
Oh my god.
And I laughed at that. I was like, okay, that's pretty good.
Yeah, there's a lot of good gags in the show.
Yeah. Well.
But yeah, it was a quick episode. Like, a lot happened, but not a lot to talk about happened.
Yeah, it did feel quick. Like, it was like, school battles happened, our hero cried for a bit. And then when someone was in danger, his
broke
hero,
everything. Yeah,
his hero ability came in handy. He squeezed his buttocks, and then
he yelled, "Smash!"
Yeah. Oh, but he didn't have it with a good.
He didn't say like New York smash. He didn't say Texas smash.
They teased us. They're like, if I Detroit smash the ground,
yeah. But then he didn't.
Yeah. But I mean, hopefully, he gets some cool names.
I wonder if All Might giving him Izuku part of his power means that the All Might now currently has less power than he would have had.
Interesting. Oh, you mean like
because it's a transfer, right? Like I wonder if as he's giving Izuku more and more of his power, All Might is getting weaker and weaker as a hero.
Yeah, I think that's the reasonable
assumption.
Yeah. But I bet there's a dark twist.
Oh, probably. Like, he dies at the end?
That's what it is. His power's keeping him alive.
Yeah, okay. Oh, yeah, because he's missing his whole stomach. Yeah. Like, he lost his stomach.
Yeah.
So.
And, I can see that. Izuku's mom's finally happy.
Yeah, and, in the time skip to her being, she's kind of got the mom figure going on. She kind of she looks like a Russian stacking doll.
Yeah, when they first showed her, because prior to this, we'd only seen her in a flashback where she was like a young, hot thing.
Yeah.
And then now, the first time they show her, I thought it was like a caricature of her.
Yeah.
Of being just terrified.
No.
But it turns out, no, that's what she looks like now.
She's shaped like a bowling pin.
Yeah. I mean, nothing against that. It was weird.
Yeah, it was like, because you only see her as like the young mom, right?
Yeah.
But she also has the same crying animation as her son does, so.
Yeah, which is awful.
Eh.
It's awful.
It's okay.
Oh, I get, every time I see a crying animation like that, I could taste the salt of my own tears.
Ew, then why would you even go to that? That's weird.
That's why I don't like crying animations like that. It's disgusting. That's what I think. When you see it go down their face and like hits the corner of their lips, I'm like
I can taste the salt.
And the worst is when you see coming out their nose in the animation too, and you're like
boogers.
Oh yeah.
Well, I'm gonna make an AMV that's just compilations of crying and boogers.
Yeah.
That's it for My Hero Academy.
Mm-hmm.
Next up we have Kizuniver.
Yeah, Kizuniver. This show continues to be a what is going on show.
Yeah.
This episode, the group fully established now, we'll say.
Maybe.
Fully established. And now they're just hanging out.
And they're learning more about each other.
Yeah, and they're just one of them really wants them all to be friends.
Yeah.
And so much so that her entire mission throughout this entire episode is to get everybody to exchange numbers.
Is it Nico?
Yeah, Nico wants to do that because she's like, we're all friends, right? And then the two mom and dad figures are kind of like, no, we're just acquaintances.
Yeah, we're just here.
And so after she gets everybody to switch numbers, she's like, well, now we must be friends because only friends change numbers.
Exactly. Yeah. I like how they all use like near interface touch or whatever.
Called Bash.
Yeah, called Bash. Yeah. That's the thing to take away from this episode, that is a great app name for something that when you touch phones, you transfer data. It's called Bash.
But again, we don't know where the show's going, what it's about.
I still don't know what this show's about because they just added another twist.
Yeah.
Like, what is this girl? Wasn't she like one of the teachers, I thought?
Sona's.
No, not
Sona's. Oh, the other girl.
Yeah, she's playing teacher. House of the Dead, and then she pulls out what I thought was a super scope and then just shoots an arcade machine.
She's a guidance counselor.
guidance counselor. That's it. So it seems like everyone at this school is kind of in on it. Because we know the homeroom teacher's in on it.
Yep.
Now we know that the guidance counselor's in on it. I just kind of want to know how deep these connections go.
Yeah.
Also, at the end of this episode, they decide to go on a summer vacation trip.
They do.
To bond, I guess.
Yeah.
But the guidance counselor steals two kids. The two kids that were bullying the main character.
Yeah.
I can't remember his name.
I only remember as Kachan.
Kachan, yeah. They were bullying Kachan.
Yeah.
For his money. It was those two characters.
Yeah.
The one that Tenga farted on.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That was a good flashback. Slow-mo farting sounds, butt in his face. But yeah, it stole those two characters, flicked them in the head, and they're Kizunivers.
Yeah.
They have scars on their forehead. They are different scars.
Yeah.
They're not the same type of scars. But those two shared the pain.
Yeah.
And I don't know
what that means.
What that means. I don't know if the group of seven that we're normally with felt that pain.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of makes me wonder if there's going to be like some sort of Kizunivers war. Like,
yeah. Yeah. So I think what I'm starting to do now with this show is, because I don't know what it's about, I'm not focusing on that anymore.
Are you just on autopilot?
Yeah. I'm kind of just like, like, I'm just enjoying the moment-to-moment stuff we're having. Okay. It reminds me of, like, you know the Persona games, but in between the dungeon doing?
Yeah, like, when there's, like, okay, the next dungeon is due in 3 months. You're like, oh, okay, now is personality
time. I'm gonna hang out with my buds. Like, that's what I'm looking at the show as, and I'm enjoying that. Like, mm-hmm. I'm just enjoying hanging out with this crew. I like, the characters are all eccentric, and I still love the art style. And, but, like, I don't know. For some reason, I have this feeling that after we get super invested with everybody, something's going to happen.
Okay.
And it's going to break my heart.
I can see it.
Yeah.
Like, maybe someone will die?
Maybe, or there's going to be a twist that you don't see coming.
I'm still waiting for the Life Fibers twist, because, like, those mascots have the Life Fiber animation in their
they
eyes
do,
and stuff.
They do. But, yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
What if... Let's hear me out here.
Oh, God.
Here they we are go. Training Kizunivers
mm-hmm.
to battle the oncoming space pirate threat that's going on in Luluco.
That's some fucking fucked up shit.
And then they cross show, like the show cross, like they intersect.
That would be really cool, but that hinges on the fact that the audience members are watching both shows.
Exactly.
And I just don't know if they can risk that.
Because there's Life Fiber stuff in Luluco as well.
Mm-hmm.
What was her mom's name? Lalako?
Lalako. Space Pirate Lalako.
That's a good show.
God, that's the best. That's the actual best anime of the season.
Can we have a part where we talk about Luluco every week, too?
Sure.
Really? You just cave like that?
That's my favorite anime of the season.
Okay. All right. It's kind of... It's like... My favorite anime that's not JoJo. Like, JoJo's a known quantity.
You're crazy.
JoJo's a known quantity for me, and I really like that arc.
Crazy.
Because episode 5 is really good. You should watch it. But yeah, Luluco's something else.
It's the best kind of something else.
Space pirates. Yeah. Maybe we'll get more in depth on that in the next episode.
Yeah, justice is over.
Fire from fire. Oh my God, that show's so good. If you're not watching Space Patrol Luluco, what are you doing with your life?
I mean, if you're watching Kizunivers, I have to assume you're watching Luluco.
And if you're not,
yeah,
then I don't even know.
Just because the only people who are watching Kizunivers at the moment are Trigger fans.
True.
And if you're a Trigger fan, you're watching Luluco.
Man.
Yeah.
Show's great.
Mm-hmm. But there you go. That's it for us. We don't have a preview for Kizunivers 5.
Yeah. We had a preview for Hero 5.
Yeah.
But...
It's just high school stuff.
Just high school stuff.
Yeah, okay.
Let's get into the shonen
aspects. We're into the mid-season game now mm-hmm. of both shows. I'm expecting some deep character
development.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm expecting at least something to happen in Kizunivers because I want something to happen.
If Kizunivers... I can't remember. Is Kizunivers 26 episodes? 24?
I can't remember either.
Because if it is, then I'm not expecting anything to happen until we get to the tens.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, or is it going to be episode 8?
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Shit.
The episode 8 curse.
I see you did there. Oh, yeah, that's true.
Is something going to happen in episode 8?
Fuck. I don't know, man. I'm excited.
Kamina is not dead. He's come back. He's just been sent to a different time.
Oh, I still want to believe, going back to Luluko, that the mom is Ryuko before she comes back to Earth at the end of the series.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
That'd also be cool.
Because, what the fuck, she's wearing the Fashion Week outfit with a pirate hat.
Yeah.
And she's got all her powers. She's even got the life fibers in the cape.
Yep.
So, whatever. But that's all we got this week, guys.
Anime's fun.
Yeah, anime's great.
I wanted to say, are you watching anything outside of our two picks that you would like to recommend?
I am.
All right.
I'm watching Kanabari of the Iron Fortress.
Okay, you're still watching that?
I'm still watching it. I'm still enjoying the hell out of that.
Okay.
I'm actually watching a lot.
Okay, we'll just pick one that you would recommend.
Yeah, so I'd pick that, Kanabari.
Okay, Kanabari is the one that stood out to you the most this week?
Yeah. Oh, you mean this week?
Like, so, like, because we have our two picks that we're going to talk in depth about. Like, yeah. Maybe I thought we could have one each that really stood out to us that we're watching. That, like, this week, this episode shined of this series.
Okay, then I haven't watched Kanabari yet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the only thing I watched was Luluko.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
For me, I'm actually, it's like a late one. I'm still watching, I haven't finished Stride.
But, oh!
Yeah.
Okay.
Prince of Stride, uh-huh. Summer, whatever.
Yeah.
I just watched a couple episodes of that to mm-hmm. try and finish it. Mm-hmm. I'm still really enjoying that show. Oh, so okay. That's a completed show you could marathon if you want.
It's only 12 episodes. 13. Yeah.
13?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah. Cool. Thanks, guys, for listening. And thanks for tuning in. If you tuned in, leave your thoughts down below.
Yeah. We will answer them and talk about them next time, I guess.
Yeah, we will. Also, if you enjoyed our lovely cast of members this week, these are Anthony's. Obviously, I don't collect this garbage.
What? This is mine? Thanks. Thanks, Vince.
I know that you wouldn't like that, so...
I wouldn't. Yeah, all the One Piece stuff is mine, and then my poorly built Gundam is also mine.
Yeah, that's true.
But yeah, we're going to try and weave it up.
Yeah, we are. Further every week. Yeah, definitely. Hopefully, one day. Maybe by the end of this series, the entire set will just be...
We'll have the desk full.
Yeah.
There'll be stuff over there.
Stuff off screen.
Exactly. Yeah.
Anyways, thanks for listening. Thanks, guys. See you next week.
Peace out.